Ksuvis Perek Dalet Mishnah Hei. Liolam hi b'shus ha'av ashe tikonis l'shus ha'bal l'nesuin. A woman that's mu'uresas to a kohen. B'diraisa, once a kohen is mekadish ma'aris a woman, she's able to eat truma. And like we've said in the past, but while she's still in her father's house, there's a din d'rabbanan that she's not allowed to eat truma because we're afraid that she may feed it to them and they're not allowed to eat it. So the question is, like the Rab points out, once the time comes for her nesuin, let's say they had a waiting period of 12 months, and after 12 months, she would need to go to her husband. And if she didn't go to her husband to live with him, he still was chayiv to give her mizonos. So there's a reason to assume that once this period comes where he has to take her in as her husband, even though she's still living with her father, but now he's actually chayiv to give her mizonos, then maybe now she can eat truma even though she doesn't enter the rishus of her husband. She's still by her father's house. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us, Li'olam hi b'rishus ha'av, she always is considered in her father's rishus, ad she'tikanes l'rishus ha'bal l'nesuin, until she actually enters her husband's rishus, so she cannot eat truma. This is the way the Rav explains. So when we say, ad she'tikanes l'rishus ha'bal l'nesuin, there's actually different girsas. If you see, the Rav says a girsa of ad she'tikanes l'chuppah, that she has to go in under the chuppah, or does it mean that even if she doesn't go to the chuppah, once she just enters his rishus, she can now eat truma? It's actually Machloikas Amarayim in the Gemara, between Rav and Ravasi. And Taisyantu goes into different ways, different girsas in the Mishnah, and what it actually means. Mishnah continues, Masar Av L'Shluch HaBaal, if the father sends it to the Shluchim of the husband, not to the husband directly, but to the husband's messengers, and all the more so, like the Rav points out, to the husband himself, Harehi Birshus HaBaal. This is considered enough that it's the Rishus of the Baal. Now there are other things that happen when she leaves her father's Rishus, not just for Truma, because while she's living under her father's ashus, her father still gets her mitzia, what she finds, and also maisi adeh, her work, and the father's mekabel the get if she gets divorced, while she's only mu'reses. And it seems that when it comes to everything else, besides truma, everybody agrees that once it goes into the baal's ashus, even not the chuppah, her father now relinquishes all his zechuyos. So the Mishnah tells us that once she reaches those shluchim, so it's out of the father's rishus, it's in the rishus of baal. Halacha avim shluch ha'baal, but what if the father was escorting the shluchim of the baal, so he didn't totally let go of her? Or the father's shluchim are walking with the shluchim of the husband. Harehi b'rishus ha'av. She's still in her father's rishus. Masru shluchei ha'av l'shluchei ha'baal. If the shluchei ha'av are sending her out, and then they meet the shluchim of the baal, and they hand her off. Harehi b'rishus ha'baal. Since they were handed off to the shluchim of the husband, they become under the husband's rishus. And her father no longer has any of the shchuyos. And like we said, it's a machlokas, whether or not just being in the husband's rishus, can she eat truma, or does she actually have to go to the chuppah? That's a machlokas.